Miranda Bisbee is the orchestra teacher at the American Leadership Academy in Queen Creek, and the young teacher, whose own musical life was encouraged by the presence of music in her grade in high schools, is trying to grow a program for her students. And as if teaching them to play and play together weren't enough, she's trying to build a program for them. It's a tireless job, one that includes sending out emails to radio stations. Well, I'm speaking with Miranda Bisbee, who actually emailed the station, and I followed up, and now we're Facebook buddies, so it's great to meet you.
It's great to meet you, too.
I'm guessing from your other Facebook friends that you play a low string instrument.
I do.
Double bass?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When did you get involved with the American Leadership Academy?
Well, I had finished my student teaching the last year. I happened to run into the band director while I was there when I was subbing for the choir class, and she found out I was a strings teacher. And she's like, oh, I need to get you here. So she was putting in my name and bugging the front office about it to get me to be hired. And I put in my application, and then I got hired over the summer, and here I am.
So you get hired.
Yes.
With what direction? What was said?
They asked me what my plans were for the group, and I kind of gave them what I had thought and what my experiences were back when I was in high school and what I wanted to see the program do. And they're like, that sounds great.
Really?
Yeah, they haven't had a string-specific teacher in a few years, and it's always kind of been an afterthought. It was always just kind of glommed together with band. So this was their chance to kind of separate the two and try and grow the program.
I got to tell you, I've heard of the American Leadership Academy. I knew nothing about them, but then I'm finding out that a new school in Queen Creek, and your grade 7 through 12, so it's the upper end of what we used to call middle school, mm-hmm. right through high school, that they're saying, yes, let's get this program together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm really encouraged by that.
They really do want the kids to be involved in everything. And they've got the band and the choir program and orchestra, and it's been their programs have been dwindling as far as band and orchestra is concerned. And so they also asked me to start up elementary orchestra to kind of feed into the program. So now I teach my three classes at the high school, and then I travel to three elementary schools within their district and try and teach those kids so that they come to the high school and still want to play.
When we communicated an email, you indicated that one of the things was kids having instruments. Now, what are you having to do? Are you finding there are enough rental instruments available?
I've been able to, fortunately, be able to work with a company that has been able to keep up with most of my students as far as giving them instruments to rent and everything.
And then there's the idea of storing them.
Yeah, well, last year the band and orchestra was all in one room because it was taught by one teacher. And there was storage for the band instruments, but nothing for the string instruments. And they were just kind of shoved in the back in this little taped off area on the floor.
So you really have to go out and raise money.
Yeah. Yeah. We've done two small fundraisers and that brought in a little money, but I'm really just trying anyway at this point to get them set up for success with storage and instruments and hopefully uniforms and good folders that aren't just like little paper folders that fall apart, you know, that looks nice on stage so that they'll feel better about how they play.
So do you have a sense of how much it's going to cost to do all that you want to do?
Luckily, my temporary storage is going to be free. I was able to get a donation letter sent out to a Home Depot, and they are donating all the materials, and I'm having a student in one of the theater classes hopefully build it as his Eagle Scout project, so he'll be able to build storage for us for free. So I'm really happy about that.
So the things you need. Obviously, you've got storage. Bingo, we've got mm-hmm. that worked out.
Yep.
After the holidays, I assume.
Yes. It'll be over winter break.
Okay. So what's next?
I need instruments. I've got Arizona Fine Violins. They're going to give us a bass. They're going to rent this till we can own it. There are students out there that cannot afford, like, basses. That's expensive to rent. And even just some of the other instruments. I know there's students that want to be in orchestra, but they can't afford to buy or rent the instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to build at least a little bit of something so that I can provide that for the students who are really in need that want to be a part of it.
So how do folks help? If somebody's listening and say, you know what, that's something I'd like to do this Christmas is make sure those kids have, who are going to be putting on a Christmas concert without, how would they help?
Any kind of donations, whether it be money, monetary form, or, you know, an instrument or some stands or whatever, anything would be helpful.
Your first concert is Friday evening. It's the American Leadership Academy in Queen Creek.
Yes.
Starting time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yep.
And you're going to hear how many kids again?
Almost 100.
Congratulations on how far you've gotten. You've got storage. And I think I want to meet your Eagle Scout when he's done. Send me pictures. That's pretty cool. And hats off to the folks who are helping, and I hope we can get more folks to line up.
Thank you so much.
Concert Friday night. Christmas holiday concert. Christmas concert.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
If you'd like to join Arizona Fine Violins, Home Depot, and an Eagle Scout candidate in supporting the orchestra at American Leadership Academy in Queen Creek, contact Miranda at mbisbee@alaschools.org or contact the school, which is where this Friday's concert will be at 6 p.m. American Leadership Academy, Queen Creek, 23908 South Hawes. At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOX.